Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on RAE.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'm going to be bringing you this show in English for Tuesday, August 19, 2020. 25, we're gonna have a special feature, a homage on a very, very important and popular musician, singer from Argentina. We'll also have the regular DX supplement, and we'll be remembering the now historic narration of the World Cup final in 2022 between Argentina and France by English reporter, English sports journalist Peter Drury, is material that is now all over the internet because his words, his choice of words during that evening in Doha were faithful, and now everybody, including here in Argentina, everybody loves that narration, and it gives you the chills. We are going to share the final part of that to revive that historic moment for Argentines that we are always excited to get back to. Especially considering that Argentina is going to be playing the final matches of the qualifiers. Argentina has already qualified for the World Cup in the US in 2026. It's been qualified since early this year. But there are two more commitments versus Venezuela and Ecuador. Lionel Messi is going to be playing for Argentina again. That's going to be next month in September. And well, when that happens, when the coach Lionel Scaloni summons the team, everybody gets excited about Argentina. We are still in a honeymoon with the team after winning the World Cup in 2022 and also the Copa America in 2021 and then 2024 again. So, well, on the occasion of that, we're going to be bringing back from the archives that lovely narration of the final by Peter Drury in English, of course. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way is okay for sending reception reports if you are a DXer, okay? And let me remind you that we are broadcasting on the frequency of 5850 kilohertz via WRMI, Miami Radio International. And you can also listen to us via internet on riot.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices that you can download for free, Digital Rye. Let's get started right away with music. And today we are going to dedicate most of our program, or the first part of our program, to one of the greatest icons of Argentine popular music, a man who transformed the stage, who defined a generation, and whose songs remain alive today. And today is the 80th anniversary of his birth. I'm talking about Sandro. Sandro was born Roberto Sanchez in Buenos Aires in 1945, exactly 80 years ago. He began his career in the 1960s, at a time when rock and roll was just entering Latin America. With his group Los de Fuego, he became one of the pioneers of art and then rock. But soon, Sandro's charisma, his deep voice, and his unmistakable style took him beyond rock into romantic ballads that would make him famous across the continent. He was often called the Argentine Elvis, but in truth, Sandro was unique. He combined the energy of rock with the passion of Latin American boleros and ballads. He wrote and performed songs that remain classics, always accompanied by a powerful stage presence. His concerts were legendary, and his audience, especially the women who adored him, gave him a title that stuck forever, Sandro de America. Sandro of the Americas. Let us begin our tribute on his birth anniversary today with one of his early hits, a song that captured the spirit of youthful rebellion in the 1960s. Rosa, Rosa.
Rosa, rosa tan maravillosa como blanca diosa, como flor hermosa, tu amor me condena a la dulce pena de sufrir. Rosa, rosa, dame de tu boca esa furia loca que mi amor provoca, que me causa llanto por quererte tanto solo a ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Rosa, dame todos tus sueños. Ay, dueño de tu amor quiero ser. Ay, dame de tu ayer las heridas. Vida, junto a mí has de tener. Ay, ay, rosa, rosa, eres orgullosa y sin contemplarme tu fe se destroza. Mientras tanto yo agonizo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Ay, rosa. Ay, rosa, dame todos tus sueños, dueño de tu amor quiero ser. Ay, dame de tu ayer las heridas, vida junto a mí has de tener. Ay, ay, rosa, rosa, eres orgullosa y sin contemplarme tu fe se destroza. Mientras tanto yo agonizo por ti. Ay, ay, rosa, rosa, pide lo que quieras, pero nunca pidas que mi amor se muera. Si algo ha de morir, moriré yo por ti. Moriré yo por ti. Moriré yo por ti. Ay, rosa, rosa. Ay, rosa, rosa.
By the late 1960s, Sandro was already a phenomenon. His blend of rock, pop, and romantic ballads was new, daring, and irresistible. He also became a film star, acting in more than a dozen movies where music, love stories, and his stage persona came together. Through cinema, Sandro reached audiences across Latin America. But it was his ballads that truly defined him. Songs filled with longing, love, and heartbreak. His voice could move from raw intensity to delicate tenderness, and always with authenticity. One of his most beautiful compositions, a song covered by many, but inseparably linked to him, is this next classic, Tengo, I Have.
Tengo un mundo de sensaciones, un mundo de vibraciones que te puedo regalar. Tengo dulzura para brindarte, caricias para entregarte, si tú me quieres amar. Serán los días más felices que puedas tú vivir, con luz de mil matices que tengo para ti. Tengo mil brazos para abrazarte, mil bocas para besarte, mis sueños puestos en ti. Tengo poemas de amor y rosas y cosas maravillosas, y todo es para ti. Serán los días más felices que puedas tú vivir, con luz de mil matices que tengo para ti. Serán los días más felices que puedas tú vivir, con luz de mil matices que tengo para ti. Tengo mil brazos para abrazarte, mil bocas para besarte, mis sueños puestos en ti. Tengo poemas de amor y rosas y cosas maravillosas, y todo es para ti.
Sandro was more than just a singer. He was a pioneer. He was the first Latin American artist to fill Madison Square Garden in New York. He was also the first to perform at Mexico's Auditorio Nacional to massive audiences. His fame reached all of Latin America, Spain, and beyond. At home in Argentina, his concerts were unlike any other. His fans, his followers, known as Las Nenas de Sandro, the girls of Sandro, followed him for decades, showing their devotion with flowers, especially roses because of the song, gifts and an endless chorus of admiration. His annual concerts at the Gran Rex Theater in Buenos Aires became a tradition, a kind of ritual where his audience could relive and relive their love stories through his songs. One of these timeless songs, one that became a hymn to desire and passion, is this one, Quiero llenarme de ti. I want to fill myself with you.
Quiero escribir una canción a tus cabellos, luego tu cara en la arena dibujar. Oír tu nombre cantado por el viento, ver tu sonrisa jugando en el mar. Quiero flotar en cada mes entre las nubes y contemplarte en tu adorable juventud. Luego pintarte con luz del arco iris y hacer un cuadro de amor y gratitud.
Quiero llenarme de ti.
Quiero poderte encontrar entre la naturaleza y mi vieja tristeza, poder olvidar. Tristeza poder olvidar. Quiero encerrar a tu mirada entre mis manos, luego abrazarte y llenarte de calor, para que el frío de los años no te dañe y conservarte como una bella flor. Tu peligrosa insolencia me estremece, tu picardía me hace sonreír, la candidez de tu mirada me enloquece. Dime, pequeña, ¿qué más puedo pedir?
Quiero llenarme de ti.
Quiero poderte encontrar entre la naturaleza y mi vieja tristeza, poder olvidar.
Sandro's career lasted more than four decades. His later years were marked by health problems, but even then, his fans never abandoned him. In 2009, he received a life-saving lung and a heart transplant, a moment that captured the attention of the entire country. Sadly, he passed away just a few months later, in January 2010. But Sandro never truly left us. His songs remain alive, and his influence can be seen in countless artists who followed him. From rock to romantic ballads, he set a path that others continue to walk. Another jewel of his repertoire is this hauntingly beautiful ballad, a perfect example of his emotional depth and intensity. Porque yo te amo. Because I love you.
Por ese palpitar que tiene tu mirar, yo puedo presentir que tú debes sufrir, igual que sufro yo, por esta situación que nubla la razón, sin permitir pensar en que ha de concluir el drama singular que existe entre los dos, tratando simular tan solo una amistad, mientras en realidad se agita la pasión que muerde el corazón y que obliga a callar. Yo te amo, y yo te amo, tus labios de rubí del rojo carmesí parecen murmurar mil cosas sin hablar, y yo que estoy aquí sentado frente a ti me siento desangrar sin poder conversar, tratando de decir tal vez será mejor me marche yo de aquí para no vernos más. Total, ¿qué más me da? Ya sé que sufriré, pero al final tendré tranquilo el corazón y al fin podré gritar. Yo te amo, yo te amo. Yo te amo por sobre todas las cosas del mundo. Carmesí parecen murmurar mil cosas sin hablar, y yo que estoy aquí sentado frente a ti me siento desangrar sin poder conversar, tratando de decir tal vez será mejor me marche yo de aquí para no vernos más. Total, ¿qué más me da? Ya sé que sufriré, pero al final tendré tranquilo el corazón y al fin podré gritar. Yo te amo, yo te amo, yo te amo.
Today, as we remember Sandro on what would have been his 80th birthday, we also remember the joy he brought to millions. His music was about passion, freedom, and love. His legacy is not only in the records he sold or the concerts he filled, but in the emotions that his voice still awakens. To close our tribute, let us listen to one of the songs that best represent Sandro's spirit. A celebration of love and life, filled with energy and the unmistakable voice of the man we continue to call Sandro de America. Penumbras, Twilight.
La noche se perdió en tu pelo. La luna se aferró a tu piel y el mar se sintió celoso y quiso en tus ojos estar él también. Tu boca sensual, peligrosa, tus manos, la dulzura son, tu aliento fatal, fuego lento que quema mis ansias y mi corazón. Terroras que sin prisa apuras, caricias que brinda el amor, capricho espacio dichos entre la penumbra de un suave interior. Te quiero y ya nada importa, la vida lo ha dictado así. Si quieres, yo te doy el mundo, pero no me pidas que no te ame así. Si quieres, pero no me pidas que no te ame así, que no te ame así, que no te ame así.
That's been our special edition of today's artist, Sandro, who will have turned 80 today, but his music, his charisma and his legend live on. From Buenos Aires to the entire world, he remains one of the brightest stars of Latin American music.
Thank you.
That was Osvaldo Pugliese, a little bit of tango on the airwaves of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina, al exterior, the International Service of the Argentine Radio, a track called La Jumba. And now it's time for our DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slain. And let's begin in Burundi, where the national broadcaster is Radio Télévision Nationale du Burundi, the RTNB. This is the state-run service under the Ministry of Communication of this African nation. The last confirmed shortwave broadcasts from RTNB go back to 2003. The national languages are Kirundi and Kinyarwanda, both standardized for official use. Although RTNB itself is no longer active on the shortwaves, major international broadcasters still beam programs into Burundi. For instance, BBC Gahusa provides news in Kirundi, Kinyarwanda for East Africa and the Great Lakes region on the following schedule. Saturdays, 0500 through 0600 hours UTC time on 15,400 kHz via Talata Volonondri, Madagascar, with 250 kilowatts of power, and 17,750 kHz via Dabaya, United Arab Emirates, with 250 kilowatts of power. On Sundays, between 0529 and 0600 hours UTC time, on the same two frequencies. On weekdays, between 1630 and 1700 hours UTC time, on 13,740 kHz via Dabaya and 17,745 kHz via Madagascar. Also targeting Burundi is TWR Africa, with weekly programming in Kirundi. Sundays, between 15.57 and 16.57 UTC time, on 13,580 kHz from Mpangela Ranch, Swatini, at 100 kilowatts. Meanwhile, the Voice of America has suspended its Kirundi and Kinyarwanda services following US government budget cuts in March 2025. Moving north, let's talk about Radio Ndarazon International, broadcasting to Chad and the wider Lake Chad region. This station plays an important role as a voice for peace and dialogue in an area deeply affected by conflict. It has programming in Kanuri, Kanembu, Buduma and French. The current shortwave schedule is daily, between 0500 and 0600 hours UTC time, on 6,195 kHz via Ascension Island, with 250 kilowatts of power, and 9,540 kHz via Wolferton, the United Kingdom, with 250 kilowatts. Daily, between 0600 and 0700 hours UTC time, on 15,505 kHz, via Wolferton, also with 250 kilowatts, and daily between 1800 and 1900 hours UTC time on 15,420 kilowatts via Wolferton as well and with the same power. Next, we've got Radio Congo in the Republic of Congo. In August 2022, they inaugurated a new 50 kilowatt shortwave transmitter in Brazzaville. At first, it was used irregularly and then seemed silent since 2024. But on July 9, 2025, André Goes in South Africa locked them again on 6,115 kHz. This suggests sporadic or renewed operation. The station airs daily in French and local languages, reportedly from 0530 UTC time until well past 1800 UTC. Now to Liberia, home of Radio Elwa, a Christian broadcaster transmitting from Monrovia. ELWA operates both on FM 94.5 and shortwave 6050 kHz. According to their website, they broadcast about 19 hours daily in English, plus 90 minutes in Liberian languages such as Grebo, Kru, Gola, Bassa, Kapele, Kisi, Dan, and Kran. On shortwave, daily between 0600 and 1000 hours UTC time and between 1700 and 2230 UTC time on 6050 kHz, that's 6050 kHz, with only 1 kilowatt of power. Despite this low power, the station can sometimes be heard in Latin America, especially in rural areas free from noise and interference. And now news from Latin America related to radio and broadcasting. From Argentina, the City Council of Concordia in the province of Entre Ríos has decided to liquidate the assets of the municipal radio station. Staff will either be reassigned, relocated, or dismissed, depending on municipal needs. The closure has raised concerns among journalists and local leaders who underline the importance of community radio in providing a platform for citizen voices and local culture. In Peru, the Ministry of Transport and Communications has dismantled more than 50 illegal broadcasting stations and seized 160 pieces of telecommunications equipment in the first half of 2025. The crackdown took place in several regions, including La Libertad, Junín, Piura, Cajamarca, Lambayeque, and Lima. The government stresses that unlicensed broadcasting not only interferes with authorized signals, but it's a crime that can lead to fines and prison sentences of up to 8 years. And finally, the Dominican Republic. The country recently celebrated its National Broadcasting Day, honoring pioneers of Dominican radio. The nation's radio tradition dates back to 1943 with La Voz del Yuna, the Yuna voice, later renamed La Voz Dominicana under Rafael Trujillo. Today, the Dominican Republic has more than 600 licensed stations. However, challenges remain, including economic sustainability for community broadcasters, misinformation, and outdated telecommunications laws. A new initiative called Soberania 4.0 aims to protect Dominican broadcasters from cross-border interference by Haitian stations, particularly along the frontier provinces. And this wraps up this week's DX Supplement, full of loggable frequencies, station news, and broadcasting updates from Africa and Latin America. Happy tuning, and let us know of your catches to our email address, qslraya@gmail.com. The DX Supplement is produced by Arnaldo Zelaya, our longtime DX collaborator and very good friend. Kind 73s. A little music now.
La Palmas, vamos!
And that was Banda 21, a band from the province of Córdoba with one of their biggest hits, Qué Bonito.
Messi. Alvarez can have a run. Julian Alvarez. Lionel Messi.
We knew De Paul was in space there, just couldn't get it to him.
Well, the script was seemingly written, the die was seemingly cast. It was going to be Messi's World Cup final, but Mbappe ripped up that script and contends that instead it can be his. Mbappe's penalty after 80 minutes, and then Mbappe's sensational volley to equalise very shortly thereafter. And there will be more. Argentina had led through Messi's penalty through Di Maria's equally sublime strike.
Second half did too.
Fial, Messi, De Paul, De Paul, Messi, McAllister, acreage for Acuña. In by Acuña. Messi. De Paul. Bounces behind. Upamecano gave it a wallop. Koeman's interested again. Messi has come across to do key defending.
Yeah, that wasn't the header he was after. Disappointed he gave away a corner here.
Fico. Messi. Leo Messi. McAllister, Messi, Martinez, what a block! Martial! Up and over by Varane.
Well, we've hardly seen Lionel Messi for the past 20 minutes or so. All of a sudden he bursts into life. Martinez thinks he's got a great chance.
Half-time, extra time. Argentina have had the chances. Lautaro Martinez has had the chances. McAllister, Paredes, Messi, Montiel. Messi. A little bit of surprise. Maurice reacted.
He's just working in bursts, Messi, wondering how he's feeling at this moment.
Montiel. Now Toro Martinez. Lionel Messi. Fernandez. Martinez, Messi!
Offside.
Offside flag is up.
Has he given offside?
The referee's given the goal. The referee's given the goal. The little magic man from right on the line. An embrace of disbelief. Messi and millimetres.
No, no offside there. Was it here? No, no. It's a goal. And that watch on the wrist to the ref does not lie. Lionel Messi perhaps has just scored the winning goal in this World Cup final.
Lionel Messi is conquering his final peak. As if entitled. Tears. Amid family. In front of the whole wide world. Was it written? Can it be? See the tears. Feel the emotion. Imagine how it is in Buenos Aires. Imagine how it is in Córdoba. And Messi's hometown of Rosario. Camavinga. They reach for everything now. Moments remain of an epic World Cup final. Mbappe. Into the galaxy of greats! And France alive again! This is epic and some. taken up by Camavinga, rolled back for Messi. Has he still energy? Has he still inspiration? Has he still the ball? No, he hasn't. Acuña, here by Paredes, coaxed forward by Fernandez, coaxed forward by Messi. This is Lautaro Martinez! And the flag is up. Breathe. Forward by Konate. Kolomouani! What a stop! What a stop by Martinez! Dybala, they could counter here, Argentina. It's Messi. He has players beyond him. And Messi has rolled it through. And Martinez waits in the middle. Lautaro Martinez wide.
Well, that's pressure. And that is a world-class save.
What can you say but thank you for surely one of the greatest football matches that has ever been played, encompassing stellar moments from some of the greatest footballers who have ever attempted to play this game. Argentina 3, France 3, penalties, my, my. And three times in all, having scored, Mbappe steps up first. And Mbappe rattles it in. On his day of no error.
Interesting that the two top men are going first.
Well, Messi went first against the Netherlands. He went first also in last summer's Copa America shootout in Brasilia against Colombia in the semi-final. And on both occasions, he scored. Messi with such immaculate poise.
How do you do that? How do you do this in these circumstances?
Coleman. Great stop! Martinez is punching the air again! Massive character, massive moment!
That's twice he's guessed right.
Paulo Dybala came off the bench with this kick of the ball in mind. Dybala down the middle. Some can barely watch.
Yeah, not easy when you've only been on the pitch a few minutes, as he has. Not an easy situation, that.
Martinez is trying to get in his head. He hasn't helped with the return of the ball. Nowhere to hide. He must. He has.
If in doubt, put your foot through it.
A long, lonely walk for Gonzalo Montiel. Didn't start the game. He can finish it. Montiel. Argentina! Champions of the world! Will tango all night long. 36 years since Maradona and Mexico. Here, finally, is a nation's new throng of immortals. Scaloni will be fated. Messi will be sainted. France this time, denied, defied.
Messi fell to his knees, Peter, in the centre circle. He couldn't move. He fell to his knees and was surrounded by teammates. Incredible scenes here.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. The little boy from Rosario Santa Fe has just pitched up in heaven. He climbs into a galaxy of his own. He has his crowning moment. And of course, he is not alone. And one feels for Mbappe, who scored a World Cup final hat-trick and lost. How can that be?
Oh, you always thought that perhaps Argentina's name was on the trophy, that destiny dictated that the little man would lift it after a stellar career. And the fullback delivers the final blow.
Carlo Montiel, 25 years old, a boy out of River Plate, making his way in Europe, has ensured that this time South America prevails over Europe. And there's Sergio Aguero, Messi's best mate, a one-time prolific scorer for Argentina who couldn't watch, but who turned and embraced the moment, as all in Albi Celeste embraced the moment. The greatest player of his age finally has the greatest accolade football can afford him. At the end of one of the greatest football matches ever played. Well, wouldn't you want to be where they're going to be tonight? Partygoers in the extreme. The final score in an extraordinary 2022 World Cup final. Argentina 3, France 3, and Argentina win it on penalties by 4-2. Messi miserably in 2014. Modric and Messi again. And this time he wants it. He was beautiful. He was the point of difference. He has always been the point of difference. Unparalleled. And maybe today there will, of course, always be those who argue, always be those who debate. And the debate can rage on if you like. But as he falls in love with the object in the world that his heart most desired, it is hard to escape the supposition that he has rendered himself today the greatest of all time.
The whole of Argentina was looking towards him to be the man, to make the difference, to lift the trophy, and that kind of pressure. We wondered how he'd handle it, but he absolutely loved it, took it on board and produced some of the best moments of his career.
I shall never forget him stepping up in the Maracanã 8 years ago to receive that self-same prize when he really did not want it. Because that prize is only meaningful to him if it is accompanied by the big one. And here is a photograph for a day, for a moment, for an age. Is just occasionally sport is perfect. In the footsteps of Passarella, out of the shadow of Maradona, Lionel Messi, a man who more ornately than any other has decorated our beautiful game, to receive from that game now its most beautiful decoration. Messi's meant to be moment. His fulfillment, his completion. It is done. And he is robed in gold. After one of the truly great finals of all time, The trophy is passed into the hands of genius. And in 2022, the world champions are Argentina.
Well, obviously, this is a great, great memory for us. It will live in our hearts and minds and souls forever. And this narration by Peter Drury in English is also very special, even for Argentines who are not capable of understanding English fully. But the reason is that Drury does it with such passion that it's contagious, and it really captures the feelings of that moment in the stadium, on the pitch and off the pitch, and in the streets of Buenos Aires. It was a fateful evening, that of December 18, 2022, and it's always a pleasure to relive this. I told you before, the reason we played this audio file with Drury's narration of the final minutes, the penalty shootout, and Gonzalo Montiel kicking and scoring the last penalty that gave Argentina the World Cup. We played it because there is an upcoming game by Argentina, two games actually, coming up by Argentina, and the qualifiers versus Venezuela and Ecuador. On the occasion of the qualifiers for the World Cup in the US, Mexico and Canada in 2026. Argentina is already qualified, has been qualified since March. But, well, there are commitments, and Venezuela and Ecuador still need to secure, like many other teams, the spots in the World Cup. So these games are happening, and obviously, it's going to be another chance for seeing the national team of Argentina versus Venezuela here at home in what many say could be the final official game of Lionel Messi with Argentina in the country. Because, well, rumor has it that he could be retiring after the World Cup in the US. Well, but you never know. And so, well, this is the excuse for playing this file on today's show of Rai. And this marks the end of today's program of Rai in English for today, Tuesday, August 19, 2025. This show is aired via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rai.com.ar, plus our app for mobile devices, Digital Rai, that you can download for free, available for both Android and Apple phones. My name is Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening, and remember that you can contact us and send reception reports if you are a DXer, considering that we had the DX supplement today. You can send those reception reports via email to qslrai@gmail.com or via letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Thank you very much for your listenership. Thank you for being there, and hasta la próxima.